Children, do not despise my correction. I correct those I love, for I call you to be sanctified. But many are prideful and arrogant. The same issues that caused a third of the angels I created to rebel against me. When you do things to get attention or an attaboy, you have your reward. Do not expect to be recognized or exalted for such acts in my heaven. I am looking for those who desire to serve me and not expect any recognition in return, but instead enjoy the satisfaction of knowing that they showed love to my children. Your anger is a sign that you truly operate out of pride. I will not allow this in my heaven. You should be grateful that the Holy Spirit has shined a light upon your behavior so that you have an opportunity to repent. Yet some of you wear your pride like a garment, and you enjoy its embrace like a warm blanket. I do not share my glory with those who have become their own gods. You are living in idolatry to self, and it is disgusting and shameful. You should be embarrassed at your sinful ways, but many of you just call my prophets, who want nothing more than to see the wayward repent and return to the flock. Soon, these warnings will stop, and the actions that I have withheld will be unleashed, and time for reflection and repentance will be overshadowed by a need to survive. Don't let this opportunity to change and be cleansed pass you by. Be grateful that I have warned you, and be grateful to those who are obedient and willing to share such unpopular but vital messages to my body. These servants don't desire recognition, for they are sold out to my Son, and their desire to increase their roles in heaven. Repent before it is too late. Some reading this will soon perish in the wars coming, the lab-created diseases, the poisons in the air, the poisons in the food, and the poisons in their arms. No one knows the hour of their death. Is your ego that strong that you are too stubborn to change? Don't let your pride take you to hell. Don't let your stiff neck keep you out of heaven.